I'm Jeff White of the National Association of Shortwave Broadcasters in Miami. From the WWCR studios in Nashville, Tennessee, we bring you Ask WWCR, a bi-weekly presentation of WWCR Incorporated that discusses the operation of WWCR and various topics of interest to all shortwave listeners. Ask WWCR is hosted by Brady Murray, WWCR's operations manager, and by Dr. Jerry Plummer, frequency manager. And now, for broadcast around the world, here is the current edition of Ask WWCR.
Welcome to Ask WWCR special NASB edition,
NASB
right?
NASB special, that's right.
I'm Brady Murray, and I'm with Dr. Jerry Plummer.
Yeah, we're live from our new studio. It's located inside the Comfort Inn Suites, I believe.
And joined over here in the VIP recliner by William Glenn Tapley of WEWN.
It's right. Always good to be with you guys.
Yeah,
it is. It's always a good time when we're all together.
We're all together in one place. In Cary, North Carolina, where often Glenn and I will be reporting from HFCC locations, dialing in to you in Nashville. But now we're all together, and at the end of this NASB meeting around, it's been real good too, I think. What do you think, Glenn?
Yeah, it's always good to see everybody at least once a year, and we have the broadcasters and of course the DXers that come up and the great thing about NASB is we have them involved.
Oh yeah.
So if you're a DXer or you're a shortwave listener and you want to come to NASB, you're invited to come up. It'll be in Birmingham or outside of Birmingham, Alabama next year. We'll put it on at WEWN. So you guys come and we have questions and answers, and we allow some of our DXers to get up and make
talks. Ask questions.
Yeah. We even have some questions that go unanswered. But that's a great point. just as we've just concluded this annual meeting, that listeners, broadcasters, everyone's included, and everyone is there to participate.
It's
people who go
open
to the trouble to be here
Heard. Yeah, they should. Everybody's treated as an equal. You know, it doesn't matter if you're the president of TWR, it doesn't matter if you're a listener, all input is valued. And we listen to a lot of different things this time around. I know that, for all of us for years have heard about this DRM thing, but, there may be something moving forward with DRM. I don't know, we'll see. It looks positive, maybe, that there's a chance.
Yeah, we put a group together, and we're going to be working together and communicating.
We're getting the band together, yeah.
Yeah, and so, it's been something that's been talked about. It's been something that's discussed forever. It seems like forever, for a good long time. And nothing's really been acted upon. So I think this is the first time as a group NASB is going to act on it. And we're actually going to take it up to HFCC once we come up with what we want to present to them. So, this is a good movement.
I think so. There's finally at least one or two receivers that can be under the below $30 market, which has been one of the hang-ups. And now that we think we've got that, now the next hang-up is we got to piece together enough to get an opening order big enough to get a production run to get that price.
I think the host, TWR, who's the head of TWR, is Lauren Libby.
Right.
And he really brought that challenge to the NASB to lead that charge about DRM. Stop just with talking about DRM, but let's see what the NASB can put together. And then from there, go to the HFCC. And I think the whole purpose of that is the power in numbers, shared funding, shared interest, et cetera.
Yeah, the NASB is probably one-tenth the size of HFCC. So you get something decent to bring to that power level, and there could be a lot of synergy that happens out of that. Now, that's the hope, I believe, out of everything.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, that's what it was. TWR Trans World Radio was one that hosted it this time around. So it sometimes gets confused to me. You got TWR, AWR. Trans World Radio is the host. AWR is Adventist World Radio, I believe.
Yeah, that's right.
And that's who sponsors WaveScan that we hear on a lot of these stations.
And AWR really pushed forward on this DRM project.
Mm-hmm.
I believe the now retired or sort of emeritus leader,
Dr. Chow,
who said he retired, I believe, in Michigan.
Yeah.
I think he was located in Virginia before.
Right.
And then before him, of course, Adrian Peterson, Dr. Peterson,
oh, yeah.
who was deeply involved and still is, just not in person.
That's right. That's exactly right. Well, you know, Dr. Chow is one of your and my favorite peoples, Brady. We always
absolutely, absolutely. He's really got a way of stirring the pot, and if folks get hung up on something that's not particularly useful or important,
he moves it right along. Yeah, he's good at that.
He's a genuinely good person with not a whole lot of patience for just kicking tires, I would say.
He doesn't kick tires too much.
I think that he had a lot to do with the progression of this committee that was formed, and I think that he'll continue over the next year at least.
I think he will too. To
push that whole project forward.
Pleased to announce too that Terry from Alabama was here with us also. You know, he's not here physically right in the room with us, but he certainly had made his presence felt at the entire meeting. He's a man with not too many words, I guess one could say.
Yeah, but he's a smart, intelligent individual,
yeah.
You know.
You get a lot out of Terry sitting next to him, maybe in the back of the room.
Uh-huh.
The comments that he makes that are, you know.
Yeah. He's not one to get up and toot the horn too much, that's for sure. But he knows a lot. He's forgotten more about shortwave than I remember, that's for sure.
Well, he's probably forgotten a lot about more topics than I'll ever know about,
yeah,
right?
I think you're right about that.
We mentioned there's another recording that we've made here at the Comfort Suites in mm-hmm. Cary, North Carolina.
That's right.
That's going to be on WaveScan.
Yeah, it'll be airing.
And there's some special parts to that, possibly, that will be edited about Terry from Alabama.
Yeah, I would think Terry from Alabama is a man about the world, a man of the world, I should say. And I think that WaveScan article will probably be cut into four or five chunks. We were able to talk with Jeff White at length, you know, with several actors that was there.
We talked quite a bit on that program about notable presentations this time around.
Right.
Doc, I was only here for one of the 2 days. I think you gave a presentation on day one.
Well, I was more so the... I was the MC. I was the master of ceremonies, but that was primarily because John Talo from KVOH was unable to attend.
And he's the current president.
He's the president. Mm-hmm. And so it just defaulted to me as the vice president. I became the MC.
And I understand it was some dire circumstances that caused him to not be able to attend.
He hadn't missed one ever since he's joined back then. But, I mean, you know how the world of shortwave is. If you got some major transmitter problems, you got to address them.
We don't have many minor transmitter
problems. We don't have minor problems.
Have you experienced that, Glenn?
Yeah. And then you got to kind of figure out, you know, what's causing this.
We got to get back on the air,
and you got to do it right.
Mm-hmm.
And you got to come up with what you need. And it's it can be a challenge.
And
the phone never rings at like midnight with good news, does it?
No. When the phone rings at midnight, it's bad news. Yeah. And plus, they're in California, so it's even worse if you were over here in North Carolina and having to.
He was making a heck of a trip.
Oh yeah, that's
coast
as far
coast,
far
literally.
You go, coast to coast. So that's why I wound up doing the MCing, because he wasn't able to be here this time.
Want to encourage people to listen to WaveScan for more details about the NASB.
Yeah, yeah.
I would like to say that Cary, North Carolina, the Raleigh area in general, RDU, Raleigh-Durham,
RDU.
It's a huge, inexpensive airport to fly into.
Yeah.
It's just a beautiful place. We're in this hotel restaurant right now with trees all around, just like the setting at TWR.
People are very friendly, and the temperature is pretty nice. So I think it's a little less humid, don't you think, maybe, over here?
It's hard to tell. I think that the storms that are rolling through, like Birmingham, Nashville area, are kind of headed this way now, so maybe it's building that up. But, it's generally the case in the southeast United States is just friendly.
Yeah, I had a good time the whole time. Whole time I was here, I think you did too, didn't you, Glenn? Liked it okay?
I always like coming to NASB, and we have some good places we visit because it's members' stations or headquarters. And Carrie, this is the second time I've been here. You know, I enjoy this area. Certainly, we had really good barbecue
today. These guys know how to make barbecue.
It's a good place to visit. I certainly enjoy it and love the camaraderie.
And I think that you guys probably, no listener would be surprised to know that just across the road is a tavern, bar, local establishment dedicated to the Cleveland Browns.
Yeah, strangely enough, the Cleveland Browns, yeah. Which here in North Carolina, you would think it would be Carolina Panthers or something like that, right?
I know in Nashville there is a bar that's a Minnesota Vikings bar.
In Nashville?
Yeah.
Wow, yes. Wow, I didn't know that, you know.
Do you know anything about that in Birmingham?
You know, in Birmingham, you're either Alabama or Auburn, and you could care less about the NFL.
They sure send a lot of guys to the NFL, though. Yeah.
Well, it was certainly for the players, yeah. The NFL's full of Alabama players.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. I think this year five or six got drafted, five or six.
Some first-rounders this time.
Oh, yeah, pretty big money, yeah. Well, I'm glad all of us are able to get together for this SWWCR, and it's nice that we're all in the same room, because usually Brady's like 6,000 miles away, you know, and this time it's all of us in the same spot at the same time. I'm sorry we couldn't get Terry from Alabama here, but I'm sure he's occupied with other more pressing and important things right now.
There's a good chance he may be. I noticed that he was looking through his phone and taking care of some business.
He's probably have the TV monitor up in his room disassembled and rewriting schematics for it to make it look better. So.
I bet you're right.
Well, we're not in our comfortable studios back in Nashville. I really don't know how much time we've used up, if we're near the end. But
we're probably near the end anyway you look at it.
If not, we will fill the remainder with royalty-free music or something, right? All right, William Glenn, thanks for joining us.
Hey, man, it's always great. Thank you.
It's always great to have you, and Don.
All right, we'll see you next time.
Well, if I offended anybody, I'm really sorry, because that wasn't the intent at all. I was just trying to have fun. I thought everybody thought it was funny.
Yep, I'm thinking you've been infiltrated by at least three people that are stirring you up.
Hollywood, with all their scumbag movies, not to mention all their fantastic rock and roll music, just like those crummy Beatles, those little communists.
There was $61,000 Canadian dollar bonded, $1,000 bills.
Neighbors up. Wake your family up. I don't care if they think you're nuts. They already think you're nuts.
WWCR.
Turn me off.
Ask WWCR is a presentation of WWCR Incorporated. If there are any questions you would like to have answered, send them to Ask WWCR, 1300 WWCR Avenue, Nashville, Tennessee, 37218, USA. You can also send an email to askwwcr@wwcr.com. That's askwwcr@wwcr.com. Be listening for your questions to be answered on future editions of Ask WWCR.